Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Literally No Subtext podcast. For this episode, I'll be simply playing the audio track for a video that I recently uploaded called You Are Not Your Past Mistakes. This is a message that I really hold close to my heart, so I do hope that you get something out of this episode. Today we're going to deep dive into one of my favorite messages, which is not defining ourselves by our past mistakes and learning how to forgive ourselves for those mistakes. One of the toughest things about being human is reconciling who we used to be with who we are today, especially in a world that has proven it will cancel people for what they have done in the past and in a society that tells us once a blank, always a blank. These messages seem to be determined to brand us forever by our past actions, i.e. what has already taken place and what we have no power of changing, rather than who we are today, our current intentions, our matured character, and the very morals and convictions that have been shaped by those bad mistakes of the past. And often we dwell so much on the bad that there is little to no emphasis on the good of our past, which can make us look at our past selves more harshly than we ought to through warped goggles that see only the bad and not the good. But the truth is that humans are malleable. We are creatures of habit. We can change, we can rewire neural pathways, we are constantly moving forward or backward in different ways. So to paint someone with the brush of their past is to deny this fundamental truth about being human. And to paint yourself with that brush, which, albeit I understand, is a very easy thing to do in this world, is to ignore a very important truth about yourself, which is that you are not defined by your past mistakes. So I'm here today to speak a little bit into that and to reassure you that there is, in fact, a way out of that dark hole of self-deprecation that you find yourself in when you ruminate on your past. And I'm going to be giving some tips on how to do that. Now, I'll be speaking quite brazenly and bluntly about this, but it will reach a hopeful message at the end, I promise. So make sure that you watch through till the end of the video. Usual disclaimer, I'm not a psychologist, but this message is one that is very close to my heart, and I myself have a lot of personal experience in trying to heal from my past mistakes. Also, I'm speaking generally in this video. I do not by any means claim to understand your individual journey, and I know that everyone's story is very different from the next. I'll just be speaking today about some general principles in the hopes that this video might make you feel better or at the very least make you think twice before you brand others or yourself with the brush of the past. So, you did bad things. That sucks. Maybe you hurt others. That's hard to come to terms with. Maybe you hurt yourself. That might be even harder to come to terms with. Maybe you hurt others who you love very deeply. Maybe those people left you as a result. That's probably the hardest thing to come to terms with. I've done all three of these things. Because I'm human and I make mistakes. So yes, you did bad things, but you can be free of these things. It involves hard work. It's not easy, but the alternative is being weighed down by these things and letting them affect your future relationships, which they will do if you haven't properly taken responsibility, processed it, and forgiven yourself for those things. Not easy things to do, by the way, I'm well aware, but we'll get to that later. Unfortunately, those things are a part of your past experience, so they have likely psychologically affected you in some way. Perhaps it's through low self-esteem, perhaps it's through trust issues, perhaps it's an avoidant attachment style based on the belief that no one would really love you if they truly knew who you were and what you'd done in the past. Perhaps you'll do anything to distract yourself thinking about the past. Perhaps you've mentally distanced yourself from your past by convincing yourself that you were a different person at the time. Now, this is something that I want to unpack a bit because I feel like this is one of the most common coping strategies, but it's also one of the most dangerous. When we're struggling to deal with something that's happened in the past or something we've done in the past, we might find ourselves telling ourselves or others that I'm not that person anymore, or I'm a different person now. This is classic. This is pretty normal. Now, what this should mean is I've come to terms with what I've done. I've reflected on how that behavior wasn't healthy. I've enforced strategies to make sure that those things don't affect my future relationships. I've forgiven myself, and although that's part of my story, I've learned and healed from the wounds that led me down that path in the first place. However, when people say, I'm not that person anymore, they usually don't mean these things. Instead, what they usually mean is, I don't want to do those things again, but I'm too ashamed to think about those things in great detail and to come to terms with my own weaknesses. So I'm going to tell myself that I have control by creating mental distance from the character that I was in the past. Now, there are a few problems with this. The first is that you're disassociating yourself with and therefore not loving and accepting your past self, who was you and who is still inherently beautiful. This leads to poor self-esteem and an inability to accept yourself for the beautiful cracks and fractures that changed you, yes, but made you more beautiful when they healed. In fact, they made you more unique. So in fact, This dissociation is a lie. Your experiences from the past shaped you, and you have the ability to let them mature you, increase your self-awareness, increase your capacity for empathy, compassion, increase your ability to forgive, offer an opportunity to bestow wisdom on others, and ultimately increase your capacity for love. If you keep denying it, you'll keep running from it and not processing it, which means that the triggers will keep coming. And that means that you're never going to be able to just sit and rest and sit in that truth of knowing that you are enough, because guess what? You are enough. The second danger of this dissociation that happens when we create that mental gap between the person we used to be and the person we are now and convince ourselves that we're not that person anymore is that although you are somewhat acknowledging the wound, you're ignoring a very painful but important truth, which is that patterns of behavior and habits are hard to get out of. And they tend to repeat themselves. Neural pathways are insanely hard to rewire. But to pretend that they're not means that even if you don't act in that way anymore, some unpredictable, earth-shattering, identity-shattering circumstance might happen in the future, because guess what? We have control of nothing in this world except our own mentality, where suddenly old habits come back, or you start to believe the narratives that you were telling yourself when you did those actions in the first place, and then suddenly you're not so in control and you do something that you regret. You're not immune to this very natural human phenomenon just because you've learned. What does learning even mean? I mean, I do believe that we do need to learn, but I just want to unpack what that even means. We know that people who have been addicted to things, even if they have been years clean, will still have relapses. This tells you something about human psychology and neural pathways. The plain truth is that you have to do the work. No amount of wishing things away is going to change the harsh truth that your psychology affects literally all of your thoughts and actions. We have to process, be aware of our weaknesses, be aware of our blind spots, and enforce strategies for coping with triggers or bad feelings when they surface so that we don't project them onto others or make mistakes that are going to hurt others in our lives who we care about deeply. Because a lot of bad behavior is simply a way to cope for people. Guess what? That's probably what you were doing when you did the bad thing in the first place. And a lot of people have unhealthy coping strategies for dealing with that unconscious conflict. Even something like binging Netflix shows for a long period of time could be a coping strategy for some people. It's just that particular others, because of their particular life circumstances, reach a breaking point that others just won't or will, but later in life. So they lash out. So they splurge their money. So they do other impulsive things. Don't get me wrong, I'm not giving a pass for this kind of behavior and saying, oh, well, it's not bad because it's coming from something that's deeply psychological that they can't control. That's not what I'm saying. The fact that the behavior is bad is actually a very important part of this overall message that I'm trying to give. It's bad. I'm not denying that. But give yourself a break. You're human. You're not the only person to have ever done a bad thing. Take responsibility, endeavor to be better, and find coping strategies that aren't going to hurt other people. Because being better doesn't just happen. The work is hard. It's hard stuff, but so worth it. And we'll talk more about that later. So if you find yourself telling yourself or others, I'm not that person anymore, try reframing that statement in your mind to something more like, no, that person was me. She was young. She was fragile. She did not have the right tools and guides to handle the situation that she was going through at the time. So she made a bad choice. And her story is very much a part of my story, and that's okay. Don't try too hard to believe that you are not that person. If you detach yourself from your past actions, that can really get in the way of you taking actual accountability and actually processing the natural psychological consequences that came with those actions or those choices. Next, I'm going to speak about the idea of having to justify your past actions to someone in your life. I'm talking about those times where people take issue with your past or try to cross-examine you or interrogate you about your past or try to tell you that you're going to do the same things that you did in your past, have made you feel shame for your past or have maybe even left you for your past. The important thing to remember is that person is on their own journey as well. They are also worthy of love. But just remember that that person didn't go through what you went through. They're not the ones who had to live with your decisions. They don't know what it's like to have to face yourself after something hard like that. They don't know what it's like to break your own heart over and over again, but to have the resilience to keep getting up and fighting to be better, to get up and choose the hard path of facing yourself, the hard path of therapy, of constant and active mindfulness, of implementing change in a world that is trying to tell you that you're unchangeable, of forgiving yourself. They didn't do that work. You did. Or at the very least, you're trying to, which means something. Only you know what that is like. And if you're watching this video and you've made it this far, I like to think it's because you are actively trying to work through your stuff and be a better person for it. So good on you. That's better than a lot of people are doing, genuinely. No one will ever understand your particular journey. If someone decides that your past defines you or that they don't believe you've changed, provided, of course, that you have actually given some kind of evidence that you have changed, like you're going to need to give more than your word. I'm talking proof that you've actively thought deeply about this topic, processed, been honest, taken accountability, all that jazz. If someone decides that that's not good enough in the sense that they are defining you for a past that is fundamentally unchangeable, when we all know that humans change, that's how humans are, then that's probably someone that hasn't faced the reality of their own weaknesses, no? Nay, humanity, no? Because guess what? We've all made mistakes. We are all not saints. Yet. We all have an infinite capacity for good and evil. Some people's mistakes are just more obvious than others. Do you think these people are immune to thinking terrible thoughts, wishing bad things on people, gossiping, being selfish, telling lies, and all the rest of that? No. And make no mistake, those milder things are also completely capable of deteriorating someone's character. Which is what matters at the end of the day. Your character. Your virtue. Are you a good human being? Do you love others well? Because we all look the same in the dark. And when it's dark, your past doesn't matter. What matters is the light that shines from within you. The brightest light will be the most beautiful. So feed that light, friends. Wow, I took that metaphor further than it needed to go. No, but really, if a person can't see you for who you are for real, with all your beautiful humility and authenticity, to even be honest enough to share with that person the past that you've been through, they most likely do not have the capacity to love you in the way that you deserve to be loved. No shade to them. We all have a different capacity for love, and that's okay. And here's another fun truth. The fact that you have faced your past makes you have a deeper capacity for love than you did in the past. Because if you know your flaws, then you are much more likely to accept the flaws of others. And if you've healed and worked through your stuff, hard as it is, it means that you've suffered. And when you've suffered and been real about your suffering, then your capacity for empathy goes up. Your capacity for forgiveness goes up because you yourself have experienced the inner transformation of hurting people to being genuinely remorseful and seeking forgiveness for yourself. Isn't that beautiful? Your capacity for love, and I mean true, authentic, deep, self-sacrificial love, has gone up because of what you've been through. Isn't that amazing? So hey, we all have our limits. If some people have decided that your past mistakes are too much for them, that's their call. But don't let their decision to leave you or judge you define you. Because remember, they weren't there for a lot of it. You were there. You kept choosing yourself. You kept choosing to be better. That means something. They don't know you. You know you. You know your heart. You know your intentions. You deserve better. And your wounds make you no less beautiful. In fact, they make you more beautiful. That's the truth. And I promise you there are other people who will see that. By the way, no shade to anyone who has walked away from someone with a heavy past. I understand that it can be hard, and again, we all have our journey. What's important is that you're honest and you're real. But that doesn't change the reality that we are all fundamentally worthy of love and worthy of redemption and a fresh start. Just one other thing on that. If you find yourself feeling shame because of your past, just remember that there's a difference between shame and guilt. Remember that shame is a feeling that others put on you. Guilt is a feeling that you put on yourself. So ask yourself, is it shame or guilt that I'm feeling? If it's guilt, that's not necessarily bad. When you've done a wrong action, it's right and just that there should be a level of guilt for doing that. So that's rightful guilt. Work through it, take responsibility, be kind to yourself, and endeavor to be better. Might take a while, but the guilt will go away, I promise you. On the other hand, if you feel shame, then it's because of someone else. And if that's the case, just skip back 5 minutes in the video and watch that all again. That person who's making you feel that way does not have a right to make you feel like that. A person who loves you should be holding your hand, not holding you back. Now, sometimes life circumstances mean that it's not that simple and it's not easy to get away from people in our life who make us feel shame for such things. But if that's the case, working on that self-love that we talked about, as well as enforcing healthy boundaries and a healthy detachment mentally from that person, would be beneficial, in my opinion. But I understand that every situation is nuanced, and I don't know the situations that you guys are going through. I don't claim to understand them. I know that walking that line is really hard sometimes, but just know that it's still not fair that you have to deal with that, and you have the power to master your mentality. Now, the last thing that I'm going to talk about in this video is owning your past. This means apologizing if you need to yourself, to others, anecdote time,
I personally have had two different situations in my life where I lost two different people who were very dear to me because of different things that I did in my past. In the first case, I didn't own what I'd done. In fact, I hid from it and I hid it from the person who I knew it would affect. And so when she found out, she felt even more hurt and she left me for it. In the second situation, it was years later, I'd already done a lot of work on myself. And so I was honest with this person about my journey and it was too much for them, so they left. Both of those people were in their right to do so, but doesn't change the fact that both of those situations broke my heart. But in the first circumstance, it took me literally years to get over the guilt and the shame that I felt over what I hadn't taken accountability for when I'd had the chance. Yet in the second circumstance, I was able to walk away with a clear conscience and with my self-respect intact. This is because I'd been real, I'd been honest, I'd been upfront. I hadn't waited for the person to accidentally find out for themselves, and I'd integrated my past and present self enough to truly believe that what I'd been through has shaped me into a better person. That person was in their right to leave, but I felt so much better about it because I'd been true to myself and I hadn't compromised my value of honesty. So I sit here today still on a journey, my friends, but I rely way less on the validation of others to believe that I'm a good person. I know I am still the same person as I was in my past. I love that person. I have compassion for that person. I'm proud of that person because she continued to keep fighting. And because of her, now I am here and I love me. I've grown as humans do. And I know that my capacity for love, empathy, forgiveness, compassion, and all those other things has gone up because of my journey. Because after facing my past mistakes, I now know that I can do wrong. I'm not invincible. I have the ability to hurt people if I am not on top of my mentality and my practicing virtue. And that just makes me more able to see every good thing and every good person in my life who chooses to spend time with me as a gift. So it might take a while, but I can truly advise you to try and work towards a place where you can own your past mistakes and allow them to teach you the lessons that are going to make you a better friend, partner, parent, whatever it is, for everyone in your future, which is what matters. On a practical level, this could involve sitting down, talking out these past incidents with a therapist or a friend. Ask yourself, and I mean truly ask yourself, what defines me? And I think you'll find that it is not, in fact, your past. It's your ability to love. It's your heart. It's your humanity. Don't waste time worrying about the unchangeable. There are two eternities in this life. The one before you were born, and the one after you die. And this life is a second in between those. So forgive, so love, so be kind to yourself, so put up boundaries, so do the work, so have fun, so look towards your future. These things will genuinely make your quality of life better or your money back. So in conclusion, and listen to me well right now, I don't believe that you are defined by your past mistakes. I don't believe that you are irredeemable. Do I think you need to take responsibility for your actions? I do. But I see more to you than just your past. And there are other people who will agree with me. So I'll leave you with a classic proverb that I feel is apt for this message. To err is human. To forgive, divine.
And what a proverb it is. Thanks guys for listening to today's episode. I do think that this is a really important message, so I'm glad that you did tune in. If you liked it, please feel free to tune in for more in the future. I'll be throwing up probably all of my Friday's content in audio format on here, as well as some other random interviews and the like. So please feel free to jump on over to my YouTube channel, Dear Kristen, if you liked what you heard today, and also give me a follow on Instagram to see some of my favorite comments from YouTube from you guys, my type trend polls, and other random adventures. Cheers guys, and I'll catch you next time.